The money mantra, it's a little interlude here. The money mantra is a mantra of compassion from a being of compassion and a being who represents the power of that and the clarity of compassion and the equanimity of compassion. Avalokiteshvara is where that comes from, that being, that Buddha, that great being. And Avalokiteshvara has many forms and many names in different cultures. So Avalokiteshvara is Kuan Yin. And in China and Japan, where Kuan Yin is what Avalokiteshvara is revered as and known as, he is a she. Kuan Yin is a she. And in Tibet, it's Chenrezig. And Avalokiteshvara, the name Avalokiteshvara, which is Sanskrit, means the one who sees all. And Avalokiteshvara is considered within the Eastern traditions, starting in India, going to China, etc., to be the Lord of the world. So those who have a Bali background, when Bali says the Lord of the world, when DK says the Lord of the world, that's who DK is referencing. Avalokiteshvara, that is Sanat Kumara from DK's point of view. So when we bring forward this mantra given to us and honored again in all the Eastern Buddhist traditions and honored before the Buddha, even honored in pre-Buddhist India, we are honoring compassion as what this planet is about. And so this planet was given the name, again, this comes out of India and pre-Buddhist. It was given the name endurance, enduring. And in Sanskrit, that is saha. This is the saha world. And the relationship of enduring, tolerance, forbearance, acceptance, and through those processes, which all have to do with something unpleasant, something uncomfortable, something related to suffering, etc. Through endurance, this planet cultivates bodhisattvas and Buddhas, great beings. And that came down to us in the Master DK's teaching as hierarchy and Shambhala. That's all Buddhas and bodhisattvas. And disciples of those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and Bodhisattvas in the making. So I want to, do this little interlude this week during election week from my usual practice and focus on loving kindness. In large measure, because it's helpful to me. So I'm being quite selfish. And have a feeling that it's beneficial. It's just beneficial energetically for the world, for our country, for each person, for each being, because all things have their causes and conditions. And if we can positively and positively be sources of loving kindness, of tolerance, of acceptance, and right action that goes out of that loving kindness, then that helps us and it helps the world. So, Om Mani Padme Hum. And if anyone wants to take that on, or whatever practice you have through the day to help you, Om Mani Padme Hum, to help you stay centered, stay present, stay in loving kindness. So we smile with the world. We smile with the astrology that is playing out on a great macro scale. We smile with our fellow brothers and sisters who are human beings. Smile with a loving heart. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I know peace and ease. May I be happy. And again, wishing it for ourselves so that we can be a source of it for others. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I know peace and ease. May I be happy. And we begin to think on others. And first, we might hold the category of those we love and respect and admire, those we have happy feelings about and with. May you be filled with loving kindness. Not because anybody lacks it, but always to be filled, overflowing with loving kindness. May you be well. May you know peace and ease. May you be happy. We widen the circle in our hearts and minds to those we might not agree with, to those we might not associate with, to those we don't know. May you be filled with loving kindness. Not because anybody lacks it, but so that it overflows. May you be well. May you know peace and ease. May you be happy. Recall to heart and mind all other people. Just simply people we don't know, they're somewhere else on the planet, and probably will never know in this life. So there's a neutrality. All those billions of people. Widening our heart, widening our mind. May you be filled with loving kindness so that it overflows. May you be well. May you know peace and ease. May you be happy. And for a few minutes, we let those intentions vibrate and radiate. Widen the circle of the heart and the openness of the mind again for all beings, animal beings, which includes all insects, microbes and fungi, beings that fly, beings that swim, beings that walk and run, beings that crawl. We'll start with those. May all beings be filled with loving kindness so that it overflows. May all beings be well. May all beings know peace and ease. May all beings be happy. And we expand again to include beings that are less apparent, like microbes, bacteria, viruses, again, fungi, mycelium. Microscopic beings, paramecium and things like that. May all beings be filled with loving kindness so that it overflows. May all beings be well. May all beings know peace and ease. May all beings be happy. And we expand one more time to all unseen beings. Elementals and spirits and devas, dakinis, all manner of unseen beings. May you be filled with loving kindness. So that it overflows. May you be well. May you know peace and ease. May you be happy. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. Love you all. Create your day.